Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. I am Cliff.
Apparently. Yes, and I'm Cliff. I'm Cliff. I'm not really sure. Am I Cliff?
It's because that
mirror. I know I'm Brett.
Well, that's good to know. It's Sunday for you. It's Sunday for me. You've been off work.
It's the same day for everybody.
You've been off work, so therefore you're drunk on the cider. I've been at work.
Pissed on the cider.
I've been at work and trying to pack for an imminent holiday tomorrow morning. So I'm a little bit, can I say the word frazzled?
Head up. I think you should say your head up. Have you resolved the pubic hair before you go? Because obviously you need to do that.
I've had the wax.
You've had the waxing?
Yeah, they've got the bikini line done.
Have you? Because you need to do that, don't you?
Well, you know, I've got the Speedo second skins to wear when I get there. Flesh coloured, of course.
Yeah, of course, yes. You've got them back off the neighbour.
I've got them back off the neighbour, but you know what? What he did was he drew some pubes on the front of them. So it's been a waste of time getting that wax. I know.
I mean, I'm on my holidays next week, but I'll probably be going to Cragside or Rothbury or somewhere like
nice.
That. To visit Raoul Mort. But you know,
are you going to pay your respects at his grave?
I'm going in the bushes.
I'm sure I found here somewhere.
Must be one of these bushes, man. I've had to do a bit of manscaping. If you do it tonight, Cliff, a word of warning for you. Uh-huh. It does get rather addictive and it's hard to stop. That's all I'll say.
What do you mean?
Well, I've gone too far. It's all off. It's all gone.
Brett, I get it all off, but what I have problems with, you know, I've got the long balls.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 40.
we know that.
It's problematic. The ball area is problematic, isn't it?
It is. I mean, but the thing is, it's like heroin shaving your pubic hair, isn't it? I just can't stop. I can't. Yeah, once you get started.
Fuzzy feeling.
You do? Once you stop, it's like.
But tell us, Brett. I was going to ask you today, mm-hmm. What you know. We've talked about your bathing routine before. I was going to try and get into that once more.
Well, tried to, haven't you, Cliff?
Well,
we've tried to get in there.
Lovely conversations.
I don't think I revealed anything.
This is what I was trying to get you to reveal today. What's your order of wash?
What order of wash? I like a bath. I don't like a shower. So it's pits.
Uh-huh.
Why are you shaking your head at that? No, I have my book. I read my book in the bath. Uh-huh. So I read my book for a bit.
Uh-huh.
Gently scald myself.
Yeah.
Because I like it hot. Uh-huh. Pits.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of the genitals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the anus.
Then the anus, of course.
Yeah.
You don't just assume the soapy water's gone in there and cleaned it.
No, I don't. Why would I just assume? Like I'm a vacuum for the soapy water. I'm not. At least I don't think I am.
Brett, can I ask you this? Because I think that you are finished there, right? do you feel like you neglect washing your face a bit sometimes?
I don't wash my face, to be honest. Well, I'm not a face washer. You know, we've talked about this before, haven't we? The moisturising and stuff like that.
I had to make a New Year's resolution, probably about, it must have been about 10 years ago now. I made a New Year's resolution to wash my face more. Since then, I didn't just keep it up that year. I've kept it up ever since. But sometimes I feel like it's slipping.
What, your face?
It is, but I meant the... Your routine.
You say if you wash it with soap, are you talking about just like Dove or something? Because like it's going to dry your skin out. You're going to get older quicker. You don't want to do that. You want a dirty face is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I can manage that.
See? Just don't listen to the advice. Yeah, Cliff.
Does it not end up in dreadlocks, though, if you do that?
Is that how the one invented the dreadlocks? I don't know about that. Hey, Cliff, do all your exes live in Texas?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they did.
Unfortunately for me, Texas is a place I really long to be.
And that's why you reside in Tennessee?
Yeah.
We all know that, don't we?
What a song. What a song that is.
There's a good, what a dirty song, isn't it?
I like how he rhymes the names of the ladies. That's what I like.
It's a good one, that one. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that song. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's class.
We talked a little bit about the neighbour situation before. Do you want to hear some more neighbour mishaps?
Only if they've delved into more evilness.
Well, it's nothing to do with them, to be fair. This paints me in not a bad light.
Yeah, a bad light.
But I'm not the hero of the story, put it this way.
Well, come on, let's have it.
So, Jane borrowed a wheelchair from some neighbours when she first broke her foot. They were very nice about it. And lovely couple said, we don't really need it anymore. I don't know, she's healed or something.
They were very nice about it, although they couldn't move around freely.
Yeah, once they dipped her on the floor, it was
did you knock at the door and they were like, they were just on the floor, pushing the wheelchair.
You know what?
I don't need it anymore.
As I was leaving, I looked back and I could just see her like dragging herself along the floor, trying to get us. But...
It's fine, luckily, I've got a system of pulleys there.
No, luckily, she was mute, so, you know, didn't right. So we borrowed a wheelchair and then basically don't need any more. She's up and about with her robot boot thing on that she's got. So she said on Saturday, loads of chores and messages to do, getting ready for holiday. She said, I've messaged the lady and said, you'll take this back up. And, all right, so went to get a box of chocolates to... you know what I did, Brett? I put them in the folded up wheelchair. So if they opened the wheelchair up, the chocolates would be there. Probably now I'm thinking that was a mistake, considering when I got the wheelchair, they said, we haven't touched this for years. So
they definitely wouldn't look in the wheelchair and inspect it.
Anyway, as an aside, the second box of chocolates that we had to get because the mad cleaner took the first one, assuming we just left out some chocolates for her because... We just would do that.
That's a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So anyway,
you've got to stop leaving presents about your house, haven't you?
I know.
The cleaner will get them.
I thought you'd left that telly out for us.
the spare change mine, is it?
So anyway, Jane was going to take this up. And all right. So I've sent you the address. I said, I'd remember the address. Don't worry about that. It's 2101, isn't it? She went, yeah, but I've sent you it anyway. Yeah, I know, it's 2101. So anyway, I go up to 2101 and lady answers the door. I'm going to say she's a housekeeper. She couldn't speak a lot of English. Most of the rich Indian families in this where I live have like maids and shit like that that live with them. So this lady answers the door, couldn't speak English. So I'm standing there with a wheelchair with a box of chocolates kind of squeezed in the middle of them. And she was like, And I was like, I'm bringing this back. Thanks. And she was like, right. And I'm going to do a gesture, which is no good for listeners, but she just kept doing this, you know, like an Italian hand signal.
Like an Italian footballer.
She just kept doing that. And I was like, yeah, look, like, she went, oh, I bring the lady 2 minutes, 2 minutes. So I said, look, I'm just bringing it back. Like, she knows I'm bringing it, and I'm just going to leave it. And she was like, no, no, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Anyway, she went. And it, I don't know how long it was, but it seemed like a long time. And I'm just standing in the hallway with this wheelchair thinking, this is awkward. And then anyway, another guy comes to deliver a parcel and he knocks on the door. So now the guy's at the door and I'm at the door. And yeah, the guy's,
you've got a wheelchair. He's got bicoats.
He's got, I don't know what it was. I think it might have been a pair of trainers. And he knocks on the door. He's like looking at me. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Well, he tried to drop this wheelchair off. The woman comes back for that. I'm like, hey, can I just leave this? I don't really need to see them. I'm just leaving it. And she was like, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Anyway, I just get sick. I messaged her and said, look, will you tell that lady I've left the wheelchair outside. It was really weird. The woman just kept doing this to us. She didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. So I've just left it because I've got other shit to do. And she was like, yeah, no problem. It's always weird when you're in these interactions, isn't it? I was like, yeah. So anyway, I go and get me foreign currency. I go to the Bureau de Change. Couple other bits and pieces I need to do. Come back up. And Jane's going, you took that at the wrong place, didn't you? It's 2201. I was like, but I didn't know I thought it was 2101. You said, yeah. She went, yeah, but I also told you I'd sent you the right address. So this woman came out, eventually came, and I disappeared. And she was like, where's this? What am I meant to do with this wheelchair? Whereas the woman who lived directly above her was going, where the fuck's the wheelchair?
See, you've delivered a wheelchair. You know what? You'd be shit at Hermes, wouldn't you, Cliff? What I got from that story, and this is honest, the trainers, if you had attached Viscounts to the front of the trainers, it could have been the new Prenta boots. That's what I think.
They'd be good for curling.
They're good for curling, definitely. Definitely.
I apologize to both of those ladies and say I'm really sorry. But
and there's a wheelchair in the corridor. Just leave that there.
To be honest,
don't worry about it.
I'm overworked and I give the wheelchair a good clean. So
you're overworked. Is that what you said? That's your excuse.
I'm overworked.
The wife did give us the right address. I'm sorry, I'm overworked.
I was overworked on that day.
That gets you off everything, does it? Sorry, you know.
Brett, I was overworked that day.
I believe you, man. I believe you. But there you go. What can you do?
That's that.
I've got some true or false questions for you.
Okay, go on then.
That I hope you'll enjoy.
Me too.
So you know how it works, obviously. It's either the true or the false, isn't it? First one, Britney Spears just can't be bothered to do her finances and that.
I think that's false. What do you think about that? I think she's forcibly imprisoned by a dad, so I think that's false.
It's false. You're right about that. The song 99 Red Balloons was originally called 100 Red Balloons, but one burst on the way to the recording studio.
True. I think I've heard that story before. I think it's true.
It's definitely true, that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's definitely true. Mad Frankie Fraser got his nickname after accidentally leaving the heating on when he was going out to meet the Craze.
But then did he realise and still not go back?
Well, he couldn't, could he? He was with the Craze.
Oh, you had.
So
to
what
stay.
Do you think of that? Yeah, stay.
I think that's probably true as well. Yeah.
Well, his fingers would have been chopped off or something. Allied Carpets founder Harold Plotnick originally wanted to call it the Axis of Evil Carpets.
I thought he was taking them on. I think that's false.
It's true. He did. The Plotnick name. He's plotting. So there you go.
Well, that's good.
That's it for that.
Brett,
yes.
I think I'm not the only person to say that this week. It seems to have picked up a bit of a following, but have you watched the show Ted Lasso?
No, but I've seen the picture of a man with a football.
Yeah, that's it. I thought I would not like it because I thought it was a daft American show about the football.
What's it about? It's about football, is it?
But it's but it's good.
Is it?
It's essentially, well, it's about a struggling Premier League team who hire an untried American coach to come and be their manager. But it's a lovely, heartwarming TV show. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been there. Never are you true. That's true. I've been watching The American Office on the recommendation of you,
from
like 10 years ago. And my son of recent times. Uh-huh. I think it's amazing. Well, I think it's
your
good.
Son of recent right? times.
Your son of recent times. Like, his recommendation was of recent times.
Oh, okay.
No, he is my son of
I think
recent
me and,
times.
Me and Lennon should just hang out. And like, I know, all yeah. Same stuff.
It's exactly the same stuff. But yeah, I think it's good with flashes of absolute genius from Steve Carell.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good, isn't it? His performance, if it wasn't for him, it would be okay. Some of the other people and other characters are good, but if he makes
just brilliant.
It all...
There was one, which is my favourite bit, where he's Prison Mike, which is just the most wonderful thing. The most wonderful thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, you must have, by this point, have seen the one where they have the Dundies, the annual awards for the staff. Have you seen that one?
I'm not sure.
And he takes them to, they go to, a TGI Fridays kind of place all the time. And it's always this big event, and he's the MC, and he comes up with who gets the awards. And
I don't think I've seen that one.
Honestly, it's so good, and it always reminds us, when there's, I work in an office, and, you do have, awards and stuff like that. We have an annual awards event that's kind of big and fancy compared to this, in this, kind of shit Tex-Mex bar or wherever they go. But I can't ever get it out of my head because... Kelly, the Indian, the American Indian lass who's Dixie, whatever. She wins the spiciest curry award. you can't think of anything to actually give her in the office. The spiciest curry award. Honestly, I absolutely love it, and I think if anybody,
I tell you what, he's mint him,
he is so so good in it. There's loads of little things that kind of keep going, the little ongoing jokes and stuff like that. That just they keep bringing you back in.
There's a bit that I really like where he's welcoming the new people from the other office and stuff like that, and a black guy comes in. And he goes, "I'll show you where the slaves work." No.
he's just getting it wrong, whereas Brent is
he gets every situation wrong. he does the complete opposite thing of what you would do. Is what you should do. But
one of the things I really love is how much he hates Toby, the HR guy, that just runs and runs and runs.
He's good at him, though.
And he's always
with his droopy eyes.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
no, sort of
like
Toby.
Hangdog and just takes it. I think that's what makes
it. Everybody's ridiculous. That's the good thing about it as well. Yeah. Everybody, even the people in corporate and stuff are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Everybody's just stupid.
Honestly, you've got, there's one episode that I think is probably the greatest episode of any comedy ever. So if you keep watching it, you need this.
I will definitely watch it. But Lennon spoiled it a little bit for us. He's told us that Steve Carell's not in the last two seasons. So.
Well, yeah. So the thing is, twice I've watched it all the way through twice until it gets to the bit where Steve Carell leaves. And twice I've watched about 5 episodes of the next bit. And then just had to stop watching it. And it's not bad. It's just nothing makes you want to keep watching it like Steve Carell does.
Comedy
and he's
genius.
So likable and warm, right? So you want to keep watching him because it's funny, but also you want to see him on screen and you want to see what daft thing he does next. Or even there's lots of what should be heartfelt stuff. He just always gets it wrong. I would say the Ted Lasso is a little bit like this kind of comedy, but not cringy. Anyway, that's what we're here to talk about. Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders.
Apparently, this came out in 1986. I thought it was 1990 or something. If we were older,
did you?
I thought it was more like my brother.
that era and stuff, isn't it? But I remember quite liking it as a kid. As an adult, not so much.
It's pretty shit.
It's a load of crap.
compared to the other cartoons and stuff we've watched, it's like nowhere near as good, is it? Like, no, it's just not.
Honestly, it doesn't actually make any sense, does it? Well, that's the main thing about it.
Let's see what it is. So, Defenders of the Earth, Defenders. Other than the song, Defenders. I remember us when we used to play football at the AstroTurf. Like, for some reason, I always used to like either sing that song or talk about it. I remember like the theme tune, which is good.
Yeah.
Like when they introduce them,
mm-hmm.
somebody just says their name again. So Lothar Mandrake.
Yeah.
We used to joke about that all the time. What I never thought about before was like who these people are and why they're mates. And they don't exist together in anything other than this cartoon. They're all.
Yeah, it's like an amalgamation of comics, yeah. isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's what it is. All comics from around the time that Flash Gordon came out, I think. So you've got Flash Gordon as the main guy. You've got the Phantom, who people yeah. might remember from the Billy Zane film of the same name.
The brilliant Billy Zane film. I've
not seen it.
It's not brilliant.
I've got no interest in the Phantom and
or Billy Zane.
Billy Zane is a prick. So there's that. You've got Mandrake the Magician. Who I've got some thoughts on later. And you've got Lothar, who originally was Mandrake's assistant, but I think they've had to change that because of modern times.
But he's racist.
Is he?
Yeah. There's like these snow creatures or whatever, and he calls them snow cones. Take that, snow cones. It is a bit racist, isn't it? Do you think it's a joke? I don't find it funny.
So, yeah, you've got them, and then you've also got the kids.
That is one of the main problems to have with it, right?
Why are the kids tagging along?
Why everybody's got a kid, and they have to be involved somehow, right?
And also,
it's just stupid.
And also, like all cartoons, an annoying robot thing that has to fucking pop up every now and then.
And a quite cute, cuddly character. Which is a massive trope, isn't it?
Yeah,
some reason, is very small, but manages to grab a grown man into a cave.
We watched the first episode, which is called Escape from Mongo.
Yes.
Because, obviously, Ming the Merciless, Flash's nemesis, is in this. He's the baddie, basically. Him and his army of ice robots. Snow robots?
Yeah.
What the
fuck? The ice robots?
If they're robots, why have they got to have anything to do with ice?
I don't know. But wouldn't you know it, Ming the Merciless, he's exhausted all of his natural resources. So he's got to go... He has, hasn't he? I mean, he's about to, isn't he? So Ming the Merciless has decided to invade Earth. So Flash Gordon's got wind of this. Right?
He's come to Earth because he hates Flash Gordon, right? He wants to come and...
No, he wants to inhabit the Earth.
Yeah, but I think he chooses it because he hates Flash Gordon.
No, Flash Gordon jets down on his spaceship and crash lands on his spaceship and stuff like that to warn the people of Earth that Ming the Merciless is going to invade. That's the start of it, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. So what you find out is Flash Gordon's lefty's son and wife in the clutches of Ming the Merciless.
Foolish.
Back on Mongo. And like father, like son, when you see this caper going on back on Mongo, the mom's captured and she says, Rick, go on, save yourself. He doesn't think twice, does he, the little knobhead? He's like, all right, mom, see you later. Leaves her to die. That's the first bit of the cartoon.
No, there's two bits about this, right? That Flash Gordon lands on Earth to warn, and he lands in the garden of these other superheroes, Mandrake or whatever, and Lothar and stuff. Phantom's not here yet.
No, he's not. It's his spooky mansion, Mandrake's spooky mansion.
It is. So Flash Gordon's been followed by these ice creatures who attempt to like sort of shoot the place up and stuff, but the corn shoot past sideboards because one of the characters dies behind a sideboard, and then they're fine. That's it. They're absolutely fine after that.
So you've said the word superheroes there, or the term superheroes, but let's be honest, Flash Gordon is a man with no powers whatsoever.
He's got the power of American football. Surely.
He's a polo player, isn't
at
he,
least,
originally?
Yeah, he's a polo player in the comics, isn't he?
You've got Mandrake the magician, but let's be honest, it's Mandrake the hypnotist. So what do you think he can do? He's like, just have you got any actual magic?
Oh, here I'm, Ice Creatures, man. Look at these ships flying off. He's gone, man. He's gone. And they just run away, don't they?
He puts on Madonna's Holiday and they just start dancing and they make their escape.
Exactly. So he's a bit shit, isn't he?
And then
Lothar's racist.
Well, he's Mandrake's African-American assistant. That's it. Like, what is he, though, really? I think in this, he's a lot more clever and eloquent than he would have been in the comics, considering he's not his assistant in this.
I have read he's been described as a Jamaican ninja.
Well, that was...
That's his description.
But wait till we get to the quiz, because it's slightly wrong.
It's not a Jamaican ninja. So, anyway, Flash Gordon crashes down. The ice creatures follow him or whatever. And then Mr. Mandrake, he creates this sort of... He hypnotizes robots. I don't know how he can hypnotize robots, but he does. And then it goes back to where Dale Arden is being held captive, right? With her son, Rick, who is a prick.
Yeah, Rick the prick.
A massive prick, yeah. Dale Arden convinces the robots to shoot the prison that she's in by hiding behind a wall.
Yeah.
That's really, all she needs to do.
I've got a plan. We're in this cell, but when the robots come and check on us, we'll just hide behind the wall. And who knows what they'll
blown
do.
Up.
But we'll is to shoot it to bits to see what's going on in there.
Oh, no, she's disappeared. I haven't done my jobs. So they've got to shoot the wall open and then they try and make the escape.
They love shooting walls open, these robots.
They do, they're brilliant. But Rick manages to escape the frigging turncoat, doesn't he? And just leaves his mother to the mercy of the robots. And it's not the first time he's going to do it either.
No, he just did it massive knock. About 2 minutes later. He's a fucking dick. Absolute dick.
It's so weird.
But then the man, Dale Arden, dies.
Yes, And she Rick does just, die.
Yeah, but Rick just goes back to Earth, catches up with his dad. Is there any mourning period in this episode, Brett?
No, there's no mourning period from Rick. Or Flash Gordon. They're not really bothered.
He couldn't give a fuck. He doesn't even blink when he tells
Nobody reacts to it whatsoever. And if in this time period, the second time, Rick could have saved his mother, but once again ran off.
Yeah, just disappeared again.
he just did up. And our essence has been sort of held in a crystal.
Yes,
that's the plan to put in a computer.
That is a good bit. I like that.
Is it? But nobody cares about the fact that she's just died.
No, I know.
I mean, she must have been a terrible mother and a terrible wife.
She's a terrible escape artist.
It's just, there's no, like, I mean, it must get better. That's what I would say about this program.
The third episode is written by Chuck Lorre, the man who makes sitcom gold.
Sitcom gold.
Yeah, he's the guy behind gold. Like, I was going to say My Two Dads. That's not it. Two and a Half Men.
Two Dads. Just created a sitcom.
Well, My Two Dads is a real program.
Is it
from when we were kids? Well, get that on the list because it's fucking brilliant. So, Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan and girl.
Oh, I think I have. Yeah, I think I have.
And there was an amazing bed or chair that was like a car front that they used to sit on. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was I saying? Can't remember. Oh. I can't remember, man. What? So anyway, eventually they go and get the help from the Phantom or something.
Yeah, because Mr. Mandrake realizes he needs somebody who knows the jungle and that.
Yeah, he needs somebody with actual powers who knows the jungle. Yeah. So he goes and sees the Phantom, who I think has got the greatest, you know, like you've got He-Man, I have the power, and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. The Phantoms is absolutely amazing.
It's pretty good. Although, I don't know why it's limited to just the 10 tigers.
Oh, why is that?
I do have a theory about why it's limited to the 10
say
tigers.
Say what it is when he says to get his power, because I love it, and I want to hear you say it.
Yeah, but I can't remember now.
I think he says, by the hallowed spirits of the jungle overlords.
I did write it down.
Give me the power of 10 tigers.
Yeah,
and then
like
the
that.
Graphics. You see the graphics, and there's like these 10 tiger faces. Do 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 do.
Mm-hmm.
10 times, but it's just weird, isn't it? Like 10.
But why is this guy, like, the why is he in control of the jungle? Why is it his birthright? He talks about something about his birthright. By the birthright of my fathers, or something like that. I call upon the power of 10 tigers.
Yeah.
Like,
why
he's
is
a
he
white
in
man?
A cave? Colonialism.
Exactly. By me colonial birthright, I call
that's
upon the power
it,
of 10 tigers. Yeah, that's exactly where it is. Uh-huh. But what, 10? Why is he limited to 10?
It's just funny as well. 10 tigers. Like,
so 10 tigers.
What does he do with that power?
Climbs up a wall.
Well known for that climbing. Tiger.
Exactly. He climbs up a wall where there's actually no crevices in the wall whatsoever, and there's no way that he could possibly climb.
No, and nor could a tiger.
Tigers aren't. No, they couldn't do that. I mean, there's stuff in this which is just daft. Like I've talked about, like people dive behind sideboards and stuff like that, and the robots not being able to get them. And the robots shooting the prison when they know that the people are inside. Where they're going to go?
They just love shooting walls open. They do it about a minute later when they get a man breaks gaff. They keep doing.
And there's a bit as well, which I don't know if it's a mistake or not, when Mandrake appears to the natives or whatever in the jungle to find the Phantom, and he lifts his hat off, and his tash disappears. Now, is that meant to happen, or they just fucking it up? It's just it's poorly done.
I did
it's a poor story.
He got them off the tabs though after that. So
what, the natives?
Yeah. He's come out, he's got a couple of really good self-help books that came out after this.
He's like Darren Brown or whatever, is he? He's gonna convince people to beat other people at chess.
I'm referencing Paul McKenna.
Yes, of course. That's who it is. But they're in the same league, aren't they, Paul McKenna and Darren Brown?
A league of an axis of evil, if you will.
The league of extraordinary twats.
To be honest, Brett, I watched all of this. I can't remember what happens at the end of this episode. There's some ice, more ice stuff.
There's more ice people and stuff like that. Immediately after Dale Arden's death, Flash Gordon thinks to himself, what's the best thing to do? My son's to blame. I'll not bother mention it. I'll enroll him in school straight away so he can be kidnapped. That's what happened.
What do you think of Ming the Merciless in this?
Well, he's green, isn't he? To stop them from being a racial incident.
Yeah. What racism, though?
Well, Chinese. Red peril, I guess. That's what I'd say.
Like a Ming vase?
Yeah. he's pretty Chinese looking. And like in the 30s and stuff like that, when Flash Gordon was about, like it was all about that, the red peril and communism and stuff.
I didn't get
it. Well, there you go. So, that's what happens. It's suddenly, they're being threatened with electrocution by Min the Merciless. The kids are obviously kidnapped from the school, and that they just kick the door down. why didn't think of that before? I don't know. There is a part where Rick, who I cannot stand, goes, there's no way they'll find we're here. Oh, look, they're here.
I remember that bit, yeah.
What? Rick,
absolutely hopeless, Rick.
Yeah?
I can only assume that by Rick tagging along to every fucking mission after this, I've got a feeling that he must get kidnapped and these kids must get kidnapped in every single episode.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you... I mean, he hasn't got good genes, has he, Flash Gordon? If his son is this Rick fella, because he's a fucking... He's a loser. Complete loser. He's killed his mom and he's not even bothered. It's almost like he's just... He's a degenerate.
He's like a waste of son. He's trying to... Like, Flash Gordon's basically shipped him off to boarding school so he doesn't have to deal with him anymore.
Exactly. But Flash Gordon, I've already left you
on another planet where you were captured because I couldn't wait to get away from you. And now you've come here so you can get to fucking boarding school, you little dick.
But even Flash Gordon's not in touch with his feelings. His son has done absolutely nothing. He's ensured that his mother dies, really, because he ran away twice. And our soul has been trapped in a crystal, which they're quite happy then to put in a computer.
Do you think if you were Flash, you must have real conflicting feelings about Rick after that, would you? Do you think you would want to disown him or anything like that?
Well, I think you would, but Flash Gordon's got no feelings. Nobody's got any feelings in this program, have they? It's just things happen and people don't react to them at all. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it? It's not very good.
It must get better because we liked it as kids, didn't
we? Yeah, and it kept going for like... It's about 80 episodes or something, so it must be all right. I had a little look at the episode list, and there's one where Prince Valiant turns up. Remember there was a cartoon about that as well?
Yeah, I remember that one. I think I saw a little bit of that day, actually, Prince Valiant. And there's other bits with, like, Dracula and stuff like that in. And
it just sounds daft. So maybe
to delve into it. Sounds daft.
So, because it's so daft, I've got a quiz... almost all based on Defenders of the Earth for you.
Oh no. Well, normally what I do is delve into like other episodes, but this was so shit.
Yeah.
I didn't bother.
I didn't. But do you know what Flash Gordon's real name is?
John Smith.
Gordon's his real surname, I'll give you that. You can have that bit.
John Gordon?
No, yes, yeah. Steve. It's called Steve.
Steve Gordon, is he? Uh-huh. Good for him.
Do you know what number two? What is Mandrake's real name?
Is this just going to be this? Because like I've got a quiz better than this shit.
No, it's not.
And mine's about rapists and that.
Well, I don't like the sound of that. We'll finish this one anyway. What's Mandrake's real name? I think you're stalling because you don't know the answer.
Henry Mandrake.
No, it's called Leon Giglio. He's not even called Mandrake. It's got nothing to do with his name.
Well, he's a magician. They've always got like weird names and stuff, haven't they?
Well, what's Mandrake mean? It sounds like a fucking duck.
A fucking duck.
Number three. What is the Phantom's real name?
Viscount Jim.
It's Kit Walker.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Kitty Walker.
Four, do you know how Lothar is described on his toy packaging?
Yes, a racist man.
No, it's not.
What then?
You said it earlier on.
I didn't say it earlier on.
Caribbean Ninja.
I've said a lot of things earlier on.
A Caribbean Ninja, that's what he said. That's what he's called. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got none out of five so far. So number five. Can you tell me a bit more about Blancmange?
I have absolutely no knowledge of blancmange. I assume it's a foodstuff of some kind, but that's about it. That is the limit of my knowledge of blancmange.
Okay, well, that's disappointing. I was hoping for a bit.
You're hoping for an in-depth description of blancmange, were you?
I wanted to hear a bit more about it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that I couldn't serve up any more. Do you have any knowledge of blancmange?
I know that it translates to white eating.
White eating? Uh-huh. What's that?
White eating. Or blanc is white and mange is to eat in French. So translates
French.
To French.
Right. I'll tell you what, right? Your quiz questions were terrible.
I tried to play it safe this week. I keep getting more distinct for the quizzes being like stupid. So I've tried to do a normal.
You do that deliberately, don't you? Right. Inappropriate comics.
Okay.
Here we go. Right. This might be better. Which Marvel writer created the TV show Stripperella about a stripper with superpowers voiced by Pamela Anderson?
Well, I'll just say Stan Lee.
Well done. You see, you can get my questions right, can't you?
Maybe something clever about that here.
maybe that's the case. Which superhero has radioactive sperm?
Spider-Man.
Yep. In the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Invisible Man betrays his friends, so Dr. Jekyll does what to him?
Paint him. Paint him with a really stupid face.
All I'll say is Deliverance.
Oh, he bums him.
He does bum him.
Really?
He really does. That's terrible, isn't it? Absolutely awful.
If he's invisible, is he really a man?
Though? I know, but who is he bumming? Who does he think he's bumming? He can't see him, can he?
Did he put, did he throw a blanket over him?
He put flour over him? That's what normally happens.
Oh, I'd get messy, wouldn't it?
It would chafe. I'd assume it would chafe.
Sticky, you'd have to all roll this floury substance up.
Yeah.
Don't like the sound of that.
Which two famous comic book heroes have been controversially drawn with their genitals exposed?
What, like in the comics or just by like fan art? Because probably everyone done that. Every one of them's had that.
What do you think? In the comics.
Superman and Batman.
Batman's right. Spider-Man's the other one.
Really? Spider-Man's like 14 or something?
I know, that's a bit weird, isn't it? But there you go.
Right, well, thanks for your quiz. We'll let the listeners decide whose was the better one, but I know for a fact they'll all want to know more about blancmange.
No, they won't. Nobody even knows where it is. It's a made-up food stuff.
That was my question anyway.
What? That was your question?
Yeah.
That was the one question you wanted to answer, and I couldn't because I don't even know what blancmange is.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there you go.
Well, thanks, Brett. I'm going to edit this while I'm on holiday. So,
yes.
Yeah, that'll be good. So,
make sure this evening you tend to the pubic area.
Brett, otherwise, you honestly think I've left it this late?
Well, knowing you, yes.
The only thing I've got to do tomorrow is put my phone charger in my backpack. That's it.
There's no way that you're that prepared. I
am the most
your
prepared.
Your lass has done everything for you. Lass has done everything.
Are you fucking kidding us?
I'm not. I know that you're not prepared. You leave everything to the last minute.
Each other for this long, yet you've got us all wrong.
Well, that's all you've got to do, is it?
You're just trying to wind us up now, so I'm going to wrap this up because before I say something I regret, listening to some music. Yeah. So thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah. And thanks, everyone, all the listeners who are better friends to us than Brett is, because he doesn't even know anything about us and he wouldn't tell us anything about Blue Monge. So until next week, if I even want to speak to him again, if anybody wants to write in or tweet us with a suggestion that you could be the new Brett in Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus, I can
easily can't be the new Brett, can you?
No, well,
you just have to be a different person.
I can easily change the artwork. So just
it's not that easy.
Well, when I say I can ask somebody else to do it.
But exactly, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
Anyway, let's see who could turn up next week. Maybe I'll have a different podcast partner.
To be honest, you'd leave that at the last minute anyway, wouldn't you? The second of us, you'd just leave it at the last minute, get somebody in, shoehorn them in. That's what you'd do. Uh-huh. You'd leave that at the last minute. Uh-huh. You know why? Because you leave everything at the last minute, don't you? You silly boy.
You get in the fucking oven, you. I'll see you later. This is Audiac from Germany with ambulance music. Thank you, Brett. Goodbye. And I'll enjoy my holiday without you there.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Standards we owed have grown old, grown cold.
The currency we fought for.
What you need is what I am.